We were talking about censorship, and it is a pretty controversial topic as it opposes the freedom of speech, and we've gotten many good points from our opposing team. But you're saying that we will be mature and we'll use it only for educational purpose, but who's to judge that who will be using it for educational purposes or not? The internet is...
What information?
Okay.
The school can use filters to stop students from accessing...
That is a form of censorship.
But that is within the school. That is not...
But it's a form of censorship, saying that censorship is a good thing. And fine, so all kinds of information should be available to everybody, but that... exposes a lot of young children to a lot of things that they shouldn't. Like, if they want to know the political situations, they can also... There's a lot of propaganda on a lot of media propaganda on the internet, which they could get the wrong ideas on different things. And if they look at anything and on the internet and take it as being true, they can also think of... They can also take a lot of wrong information to be true. And on the internet, we also see a lot of pop-ups and things. And education-wise, a lot of internets give out free essays or things like that. And this leads to children, to students plagiarizing things and getting wrong information, being downgraded, and that affects a lot of their education. And there are also scams, scams with essays that get students to pay for their essays, but then they don't get any essays at all, so that affects their education in many negative ways. There are also illegal influence. Sorry?
There is something known as Turnitin.com.
Not all schools use Turnitin.com.
They can.
But not all schools do use Turnitin. They could, but they don't. Like poor schools who don't use computers, who don't have the internet, and then there's one student who uses the internet, gets a plagiarized thing, right? It could be completely wrong. They have no way of knowing that. Maybe he has a computer at home. Just because he goes to a school that has no computers does not mean he doesn't have a computer at home. So anyway, my point is censorship is important for certain things. It's for education, censorship is important because it could lead to a lot of wrong information being used.